With New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. New Mexicans who want to enter the dental profession can now study to become dental therapists. Legislation allowing licensed dental therapists to work under the supervision of a dentist became law last Friday, after almost 10 years of debate in the state legislature. Health Action New Mexico's executive director, Barbara Weber, says Representatives Doreen Gallegos and Gail Armstrong and Senator Benny Shendo fought on behalf of the state's rural and tribal communities.
900,000 people, almost half the population in New Mexico, does not have access to routine dental care, and that just is essential for your overall health. So this particularly would target the rural, the tribal areas, underserved areas. Dental therapists would be able to work in the community health centers. They would be able to work in, obviously, the tribal health centers, IHS. They would be able to work in long-term care facilities, and they would be able to work for homebound patients.
Weber says underserved reaches of the state will be able to offer jobs to Native sons and daughters so they won't have to leave home, and they'll be serving a critical need. Moreover, dental therapists can earn more than $35 an hour.
But it's also about trying to create a model, which is so important for New Mexico, that underserved communities have options to become providers in their communities. We hear so often from people that the people that come through are transient. They're there to pay their student loans and then they go on, or they're simply not there. And so we're really looking to work this so that people from the underserved communities can go through the program and return to their communities.
New Mexico joins 9 other states in authorizing dental therapists who can do evaluations, fill cavities, and write treatment plans to improve patients' health. With New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.